This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, July 7th. God's word for you today is the turnaround. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 62, verse 2 to 4. And it says, "And you will be given a new name by the Lord's own mouth. The Lord will hold you in his hand for all to see, a splendid crown in the hand of God. Never again will you be called the forsaken city or the desolate land. Your new name will be the city of God's delight." What is your name? The original meaning of Jacob is deceiver, manipulator, supplanter, schemer, trickster, and swindler. If you are asked right now for your name, what would you say? If you were to be named by your greatest weakness, your greatest flaw, what would be your name? Like Jacob, will it be a deceiver, doubter, gossip, arrogant, lustful, greedy, or will it be unreliable? What will be your name? Pause and carefully consider this before you answer. The truth is that for you to walk in the fullness of God's blessings for your life, you are going to have to stop making excuses for yourself and call things the way they are. Ruth 1 verse 20 says, "Don't call me Naomi," she responded. "Instead, call me Mara, for the Almighty has made life very bitter for me." The question to you is, what do you think will happen when you become brutally honest with God? What do you think will happen when you tell God exactly how it is? Do you think God will say he did not know? Do you think if you own up to God today that you are on pornographic sites all day, every day, or that you are struggling with lust, God will be shocked? He already knows. You own up for yourself and your destiny. Listen, you need grace to fulfill your destiny, and it takes humility to admit you're wrong and to admit where you are. Guess what? God gives grace to the humble, and he resists the proud. James 4:6, 1 Peter 5:5. Please read. Jacob got to the place where he needed to confess, "Lord, I am a supplanter," and his life was totally transformed. Phase 4, conversion phase. Jacob went through the crisis phase, the commitment phase, the confession phase, and finally, the conversion phase. What do you think happened when Jacob was brutally honest with God? Here is what happened when Jacob was brutally honest with God. Genesis chapter 32, verse 28 says, "And he said, your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel, for you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed." God did not break his head. God did not judge him. God did not shame him. God changed him, and then God blessed him. Genesis 32, verse 29 to 30, which says, "And he declared a blessing of the covenant promises on Jacob there. So Jacob named the place Peniel, the face of God, saying, for I have seen God face to face." God gives me a new identity that unlocks the blessing when I am honest with him. He gives you a new identity that unlocks the blessing when you are honest with him. Israel means prince with God, or the prince of God. From a deceiver to a prince of God. Huge transition. Let us pray. Father, I am the city of God's delight, a splendid crown in the hand of my God, because I have prevailed with God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.